When I was a boy, I had to learn how to play the fiddle. And I saw one day in the house of a friend a music stand made of wood. It had two places for a duet could be played on it. So I took the measurements and I went home. And I got some old lumber and I got some rusty nails. I took a hammer and my father's hammer had only half a handle. But anyway, that's all I had. And I straightened out these nails and I got an old saw and I started working. I needed a music stand. I really needed it. I had the fiddle, but I had no music stand. My sister didn't like it when I put my music on the organ. And you know when you have four sisters, boy, your crucifixion is fourfold. But anyway, I got to work. And say I worked hard. I still remember that, how I labored over that music stand until I had that antediluvian monster where I thought now I could dedicate it. And I called all my friends together to the day of dedication. I called a boy from the next town who also played the violin or scratched the fiddle. And we were going to play a duet for the benefit of our friends on this dedication day of my masterpiece. It was a masterpiece. I tell you, it took something to lug it up to the second floor where we lived. It was heavy, almost like this pulpit. And the wonderful thing was this. It was perfect, but only I saw the perfection. Nobody else could see it. I knew just how to close my eyes and then look at it from the side like this. Perfect lines. I was proud of it. Proud of it. You know, like you are proud of yourself and your attainment. You know just how to look at yourself. Others don't. You can't see why they find fault with you. But when you close both your eyes, my, you're perfect, aren't you? Only everybody else would do that. But here, we had our music stand and we put the music there. We squeezed our bows and we put our Mozart there. And so now we were just going to start playing this beautiful duet. When a lady, Nat, real lady, got the idea that she was thirsty, and she said, "Hans, please, get me a glass of water." Something was boiling on the inside of me, but being a minister's son, you know, I didn't dare get mad outwardly, so I put on a smile, and I went out to get a glass of water, and when I came back and opened the door, I almost fell to the floor. My music stand, my masterpiece was gone. And in place of it, there was a beautiful gold-plated music stand standing right where my music stand had stood. I couldn't believe my eyes. I remember making an exclamation that made everybody laugh because I was just delirious. Delirious with joy. I needed the music stand so badly. But I never dreamed that God would provide one for me, and so I made one myself. And the wonderful thing was, and this is the lesson that God taught me, from that moment on, I forgot all about my masterpiece. I didn't want to, it looked so crooked. It looked so rotten. What a pushwork. I didn't want to smell it anymore. And I don't know what became of it. And never asked until about 40 years later when I got to Switzerland. I said, now what? It came to my mind. God used it as an illustration somewhere. Delight thyself also in the Lord. You don't have to delight yourself in your own masterpiece anymore. God says, deny it. Deny it. Oh, what joy to deny it. And then when I thought of it, I said, now what in the world happened? From that moment on when I saw this beautiful music stand. I forgot all about my masterpiece, no matter how much sweat and blood and tears it had cost me. That was all forgotten.